And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you, our friends at Southern Immediate Care, you might want to know about them. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics all across North Alabama. Man, they are good at what they do. And listen, this is who I use personally, all right? So Southern Immediate Care has an outlet near my home in Gadsden. And that's where I go. And I know the guy that owns the chain, and y'all, he's a right side ruffian, I'm just telling you. But they have a series of these clinics all across North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area. Newest locations are in Chelsea and Hoover. Open 7 days a week, y'all. 7 days a week. Southern Immediate Care. And they'll also, by the way, they'll see any age, pediatric to geriatric. You're not excluded. Walk-ins are welcome. You can get your vaccinations and your x-rays all at the same place. And so, I mean, you wake up on a Saturday morning and somebody in the house doesn't feel good. What do you do? Well, Southern Immediate Care. So, yeah, check them out and just go online, find the location nearest to you. Do me a favor when you go down there. Tell them, yeah, I heard about y'all on Right Side Radio. I get the biggest kick out of my sponsors telling me when someone comes in and says something. But, yep, Southern Immediate Care. That's who I recommend. All right, so it's that time. Every once in a while, when I'm getting the show ready, I start looking through the stuff that I've got to pull from. And I recognize the wokeness. Oh, my gosh, the wokeness. I got a basket full of wokeness, a plethora of wokeness, a vast cornucopia, a veritable buffet of wokeness. At some point, I realize I've got another round of adventures in woke world.
Adventures in woke world.
Yeah, we're going to carry this one to the top of the hour. I can just guarantee because I got a stack of wokeness right now. So the very first story I've got out of here... Boomer, did you do any scouting when you were growing up? Did you do scouts at all? I don't know. No,
I did it just for like a year. That's it.
Okay, I did. Oh, they kick you out? No,
yeah, probably.
No, we moved. So I did Cub Scouts and Weeblos, and then moved. But my dad, my uncle was an Eagle Scout. My dad was just about to make Eagle when his Scoutmaster had a heart attack and they disbanded the troop. So he never got a chance to test for his Eagle Scout. But all that to say, scouting has changed. Scouting has changed. And there are those who believe that if you want to preserve the traditional values, it's kind of hard to do it in an organization that has committed itself to woke policies, like the Girl Scouts of America and the Boy Scouts of America. So the guy who authored this article on the Daily Signal, I pulled off this dateline is yesterday, today actually. As an Eagle Scout, he says, I feel a debt to the Boy Scouts of America, but I also think the BSA abandoned its defining values by embracing transgender ideology. It says both the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts of the USA have embraced far-left social agendas that alienate many of the young families who form their natural constituencies. So he did an interview in this article from Daily Signal. You can find it on their website, or you can find it on our resources. Go to rightsideradio.org. There's an organization that has been going now since 1995, which has really gained a lot of ground, called American Heritage Girls. And they are an organization that is based on faith and based on defending America's heritage. And the girls who join, they learn all the same stuff you would have in scouting. I mean, it's a scouting organization. They go camping. They serve the community. They learn about citizenship, government. They learn about badges. They have over 330 badges they can earn that involve life skills and other things. And they are indeed an explicitly Christian organization, but they're not exclusive. You just have to be someone who's not going to deny God when you join. And the lady who founded it, and I love this, she talked about how it really hit her in the 90s when the Girl Scouts actually removed an oath to God from the Girl Scout promise. And she said, when you kick God out of a character development program, what are you going to set the stone on? It's going to be in the shifting sands of cultural winds, and that can get really crazy. And so she formed American Heritage Girls. And I'm going to tell you, adventures in woke world may involve you trying to find something like this. Because the things you learn in scouting and the things you learn in organizations that teach you, you know, self-reliance and public service and civic duty and the idea that you can get out there and make a difference, they're huge. Until you start getting the woke policies in there and they tell you, ain't nothing worth, you know, resting on here because nothing's absolute. Well, just the opposite of that is a story I'll tell you about after the break. Because a brand new organization's getting kicked off by the Biden administration. Woo! It's not scouting. Oh, no. it's not something that's going to teach you about, you know, civic duty and how to preserve traditional values. Oh no, it's the climate corps. The climate corps. We can't recruit people to serve Captain America, but we can recruit them to serve Captain Planet. That's awesome. But yeah, let's talk about that one right after this coming break, because it's gonna be fun to watch, maybe. Phil Williams, we're doing Adventures in Woke World. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, this one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show. Listen, it goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, of Tuscaloosa, back of Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I'll tell you who else covers some major ground. ZLA Solutions. Y'all would be surprised at the scope of their work. I mean, they're all over the place, all over our entire North Alabama listening area and really beyond. So ZLA Solutions, if you want to know more about them, they're at ZLAUSA.com. So ZLA Solutions, they can do all kinds of things to help you with your business. They got solutions for things like sorting and containment, quality control, logistics, warehousing. And then their bread and butter, I always say, is staffing. If you need people, they can find them. They got their own crew that all they do is find people for their clients. Doesn't matter whether you need one or two or you need an entire shift of people, ZLA Solutions, they're there to do what you need because their goal in life is to help you make your business better. So check them out. Their website, these are friends of mine. I know them personally. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And tell them y'all heard about it on Right Side. All right, I'm jumping back in. Let's go ahead and kick it off with another sound effect for
Adventures in Woke World.
Did it just fade out?
Man, I was ready for it. I thought you were ready for me to just push it for Adventures, and then I had some...
I need to ask for John to give him a bye on that one.
Thank you.
Let's try it again. Ready, Boomer? Let's do an round of Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
Now you're going.
There we go.
Now you're going.
I get a bye every once in a while, John.
By the way, on that last story, Moon Pie from Madison texted, and may have been the one who called in, and said that I was talking about American Heritage Girls because of Girl Scouts. Says Trail Life USA is to Boy Scouts. Trail Life USA is to Boy Scouts as American Heritage Girls is to Girl Scouts. Cool. All right. Very cool. Jeff from Indiana said, my daughter pulled my grandkids out of the Girl Scouts and started the Frontier Girls Troop. There you go. I've heard of Frontier Girls. Roughly Ann from Huntsville says, I'm here. Top this, Woke World. Australian parents named their new baby boy Methamphetamine Rules. That's just awful. That is bad. That kid's going to be scarred for life. What's your name? Just call me Meth for short. No. John from Huntsville says, Phil, since you like Mustangs so much, you should pick up the SMU Mustangs to beat TCU. I may have to look at that. That would be like McQueen picking the jersey she likes the best. But anyway. Okay. Hey, so I told you before, Adventures in Woke World, this is about to happen. You know, we can't recruit right now the number of people we need to fight and defend the United States interests, fight for and defend the United States interests. But apparently, we can recruit an army of 20,000 climate activists. Story on Fox News dated yesterday. Biden unveils his massive government work program to fight global warming. Awesome. So they're all going to be wearing Captain Planet t-shirts. It says Biden's so-called American Climate Corps will, according to the White House, mobilize a new diverse generation of more than 20,000 Americans who will be trained and put to work on conservation, clean energy, and environmental justice projects. First of all, environmental justice is a joke. This is where you make up a cause and then throw tax dollars at it to help fund the cause you made up. Environmental justice. Well, it's just wrong that certain people don't have enough trees. Well, whose fault is that? They chose to live in an urban environment. Well, they can't always move where they want to go. Well, that's up to their community to plant trees if they want to. The U.S. taxpayer in, you know, Alabama shouldn't be paying for a tree to be planted in New York City by the Climate Corps. The American Climate Corps is a new initiative that will work on a wide range of projects that tackle climate change, like restoring coastal wetlands, deploying clean energy, managing forests to prevent catastrophic wildfires, and implementing energy-efficient solutions to cut energy bills for hardworking families. What does that mean? Are they going to come change all your light bulbs to LED? Boom? What are they saying here? How are they going to implement energy-efficient solutions to cut energy bills for hardworking families? What would that be?
I don't know. They're just making stuff up to make themselves sound really good.
It depends on who's listening as to whether exactly, it's really good or not.
Exactly, because it doesn't sound good to me.
No. the Hitler youth are coming to change your light bulb.
Yeah.
Stand by. They better not be wearing brown shirts when they get there. This could go badly. Ooh, Boomer gave me the look. Yeah. All right, pull out, Phil. Those state groups will work with the American state groups will be formed, and the state groups will work with American Climate Corps to implement. Implementing collaborators to ensure young people across the country are serving their communities while participating in paid opportunities and working on projects to tackle climate change. So here's the thing. If you got to pay 20,000 people to go plant a tree, then maybe the cause wasn't that great. Maybe go form a 501c3 like everybody else does and raise the money and show you care because you're willing to volunteer your time. Or, here's an idea, stop asking the taxpayer to pay for everything you make up. Woke world on parade, man. What else have I got? Oh, okay. I'm preparing to make some of y'all mad. Remember, Woke World's one of those places where you hear something and you roll your eyes, or you hear something and you just throw your radio across the room. So Braun, B-R-A-U-N, Braun, the shaving, you know, razor company. You don't use a Braun razor, do you, Boo?
No, I do not.
Okay. Good.
It's probably a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
If I did, I wouldn't now. Shaving devices company Braun has now come under fire for featuring a trans model using its products in an advertising campaign. It gets worse. This is the kind of story that just like irritates me. In a Braun Series X hybrid trimmers ad, a shirtless transgender with mastectomy scars can be seen using the product. So what this basically is a chick that wants to be a dude that had a surgical procedure to remove her breasts. And this is one of the badges of honor that transgenders use. Look at my scars. I'm legit. No, you're not. You're sad. You're a sad individual. And now you're advertising a man's product. Well, transgenders can shave, yeah, because they pump them full of steroids and hormone therapies. It says multiple users have blasted the company on social media platform X, formerly Twitter, calling for a mass boycott, just like what happened with Bud Light. One of them, a guy named Chris Elston, said, Braun is now celebrating the mutilation cult of gender. And conservative personality Ian Miles Chung, who I follow on Twitter, says, Braun has gone the way of Gillette and Bud Light. And that's just a few of the comments. I mean, this is just, you look at this and go, come on. I mean, who in these companies, I mean, I want to know if the marketing staff of these companies really believes that there's so many fake men out there that it'd be a good idea to steer your advertising dollars towards them. Are there that many? Is the market that plussed up right now with fake men that need to shave? that Braun felt the need to do this? Or could it just be they're trying to get their DEI score up, their ESG scoring up? Could it be they're just trying to virtue signal so they can say, we're down with the cause, man. Love us. Don't hurt us. Here's $1,000 for your gay scholarships. I mean, this is the kind of thing that Woke World does. And it's maddening. And it's kind of gross, to be honest. I understand, you know, anyway, it's I'm gonna leave that story right there. That story is run its course with me. I can't do any more on it. Here's a story that I got mixed feelings on as we talk about adventures in Woke World. Story on justthenews.com. Came out yesterday. Arizona Attorney General says the Phoenix plan to send confiscated guns to Ukraine police is against state statutes. So here's what's going on. Liberals in Phoenix, Arizona have decided that when they seize firearms, that the best thing they can do with them is then ship them to the Ukraine for the police there to use. How do you know who's on the receiving end of those firearms? If you're that worried about gun violence, wouldn't you be concerned that maybe FedEx might lose the box of guns? Just saying. Somewhere along the line, UPS might not be able to track what happened to your big box of guns that you shipped to Ukraine because you thought it'd be cool to get them out of your country and put them in. How about this? Just auction them off right there in Phoenix. I guarantee you there'll be some buyers. Either that or, you know, if it's that meaningful to you, just destroy them so they don't get back out on the streets because you're scared. But they're going to ship them to Ukraine. Anyway, the attorney general came in and said, yeah, that's not going to work. We can't do that. But Phoenix City Council thought they had a great idea. Yeah, so the Phoenix Council earlier this year approved a plan to send weapons in the city's possession to the Ukrainian police. Things like unclaimed handguns and shotguns. I mean, you're just going to get up. First of all, they don't have any idea that, like, standardization for military and law enforcement of weapon systems is an important piece. I mean, so you get a box of guns. Hey, what'd you get? I got a 357 Magnum. What'd you get? I got a, you know, mine fires 22 long rifle. Cool. You got a spare bullet? Well, it won't fit. Hey, I'm out of rounds. Can't help you. Mine's a 9mm. What do you got? I got one in 40. Oh, cool. What do you have? Mine's a Glock. What's yours, Smith & Wesson? What do you got? I got a Tokarov. Cool. Nobody. This is not going to work. Let's just send them a box of guns.
Here you go.
Yeah. Like, just boomers over here laughing. Just boxing them. How did they package them? How do they know where to send them? You're sending them to a war zone. Just, here's a box
drop
of guns.
Drop them here. Yeah. Drop them by the second tree.
Yeah. FedEx left a box on your front porch. This is just awful. All right, listen. We're going to take a break right now. We're in Adventures in Woke World. I'm telling you, man, when libs get hold of stuff, ain't no telling what's going to happen. Good Lord. It usually ain't good. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Boomers is having a day, man. Boom.
I don't know what's going on. I have no clue.
Your biorhythms are off or something. I don't know what's happening.
Something's off right now. This last little bit after Boomer McQueen, I've just been off. Sorry, Jeff. Jeff's on the line.
You're excited to get to Little Man's Game.
That's what it is. Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm going to take Jeff's call 1 second, but I got to point out this one story on Adventures in Woke World. It's important that you all understand that Microsoft, that bastion of conservatism, Microsoft, is now advertising for a position where you can be a product manager, but it's an internship opportunity only for lesbians who tech. What does that mean? Lesbians who tech. Lesbians who tech.
Wait, are they just saying lesbians who tech, or if you just identify? Did they clarify this?
Well, it specifies, and it's highlighted, this position is only for lesbians who tech participants. So there's an organization called Lesbians Who Tech. That's apparently the thing. Lesbians Who Tech is an organization that says they are devoted to, go to their website, lesbianswhotech.org. They are there because they need to get more women, people of color, and queer and trans people in technology. Because it's an underserved minority, because there's so many of them. So, yes, right now it says, because I don't want the person who handles my engineering, my software engineering, I don't want them to be qualified. I want them to be queer.
You don't want them to be qualified. You know what? You mess up whatever you want.
I don't but as want long the as, best one. That's right.
Just as long as, you know,
yeah.
You run that way.
Check a box and we're good. And you'll get what? Karine Jean-Pierre. That's what you'll get. Yes, but to get more women, people of color, and queer and trans people in technology, because right now women are some of the most gifted folks in technology, and yet there are far fewer of them than there should be. So women account for 1 in 5 people in STEM fields. And that stat is even lower for queer women. That's because there's not that many queer women. It's just, wow. I mean, they're acting like there's an abundance of them and nobody will hire them. Well, I got news. If they earn a position, go get the position. Because there aren't enough women, trans, and GNC. Well, I don't know what GNC is. Genderqueer. Anyway, I don't know. In tech, they're rarely quoted by experts. It's because they're not out there. Good luck with that, Microsoft. Jeff Rowe from Indiana is on the line. Jeff Rowe, how you doing, my brother?
I'm stuck down here in Falkville, ready to go back north. I ain't made it to Nashville yet.
Lord, brother, you're going to have a late night, man.
Oh, yeah. It's one of them days.
Well, what's on your mind today?
You know, instead of this global warming core or whatever, the climate control people or whatever, we need to have a mental health core, I think. So, you know, people could go around and tagging all these people who's joined this core, basically, because they're swallowing the Kool-Aid, I guess. And we could make it like an Indian caste system, you know. You see how they put the little dots on the forehead, you know, to show what caste they're in and everything. I think we need to have a little Kool-Aid emblem, you know, stick right there in the middle of between their eyes, you know. This person has swallowed the Kool-Aid. Avoid them at all costs.
Well, it doesn't take long to figure out who they are, whether they mark themselves in some way or not. But I'm just wondering, are they going to have like patches, and they're going to have like, you know, identifying uniforms? Does it involve brown shirts? That's what I want to know.
I'm sure it'll have a rainbow somewhere. Oh, there's no doubt in my mind.
Yes. Well, maybe they'll wear rainbow bandanas with their brown shirts and their jack boots. That's going to be fun. That's going to be awesome. I don't know.
This country, you know, I used to think Americans was one of the smarter people on the face of the earth and on everything. I'm beginning to question that pretty badly.
Well, there's definitely stupid people everywhere, and we just happen to have an abundance of them who have been given the opportunity to speak out right now, and that's their right. They can have that. We just don't have to believe it. So anyway, that's why we're going to keep pointing out adventures in woke world when we see it, man.
Well, we're making we're trying to let the people riding the short bus drive the short bus, and we're going to go over a cliff for long, I'm afraid.
All right, Jeff, man, get home safe, brother. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Phil. Have a good one.
You too, man. I'll get the last few texts here. What do we got here? Jeremy from Huntsville says, I really pity the poor liberal fool who was deceived into believing some of this woke garbage. I, you know, but they're out there, and they're allowed to vote, too. Moon Pie from Madison says, it's common these days to see someone post on one of those neighborhood apps something like, my FedEx package says it's been delivered. Here's the picture. My delivery person took it off the porch, took of it on the porch. But that's not my porch. Let me know this is your porch, and you got my package. And says, I can see Volodymyr Zelensky posting that about a homebrew package of guns from Phoenix. If you got my package with my box of guns. JT from Lacey Springs says, check Boomer's glass or cup. It might have an air of spirits to it. It's not true.
Not true, guys.
We do not imbibe in the studio. After we get off the air, ain't no telling. Brian from Decatur says, I don't know what he says. I love women. Does that mean I can be called a lesbian and get hired? So, the job market is thick with Microsoft, man. Scott from Boaz says, that's like saying there aren't enough gays in healthcare. Yeah, well, there you go. Ed P. from Huntsville says, there's not enough queers in tech because they're all too busy in primary and secondary education. Wow. Wow. And working in libraries, I might add. Wow. Wow. All right. I just saw John from Huntsville sent the grades in, dude.
Yeah.
He says he was disappointed in McQueen's performance today.
Oh.
Because she didn't know about Thunderfoot, my 68 Mustang, and she didn't do a stupid story of the day, so she only gets a B-.
She got a B-.
Says, Phil, you get an A++ for those delicious home fries and those awesome Woke World stories. However, he says, today's winner is obviously Boomer with an A++ best performance ever. Congratulations.
Yes, except for my few mishaps at the end. He must have not heard it, so that was okay.
That was not a participation trophy. You earned it.
But... So, Devin on here, he said, hey, do you have that little man's hit queued up?
Boom, dick! Little man hit a grand slam 2 days ago, and he's got another game tonight. Let's see if he can keep the streak
going. We'll see how he does.
All right, you guys, we love all of you. Phil and Boomer back tomorrow, too. You have an amazing night. We'll see you later.